All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question for you. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we've got Starless again. I'm actually in the middle of an H scene, so there's not going to be too much I can show you here, but you'll get the gist of it, and we'll continue. Mother, if we don't hurry up, she's going to coon by herself. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Alright, now that Mitarai is ready to go, let's go ahead and have Sawatari on standby. My time in the dugout is over and I'm up to bat. Deep down there's a part of me that reveled in what I'm about to do. Sachi, Mikako, relieve Sawatari of his clothes. Yes, ma'am. Right away, ma'am. They stand up and come over to me this time. Alright, Sawatari, your turn. Are you seriously gonna make me do this? We seriously are. I told you, we servants must always obey our master. Sachi signals Mikako with her eyes, and they both pick me up from my chair. Hey! Now be a good boy and let us take off your clothes. I'm completely at their mercy as they strip me of what I'm wearing. Not only that, but I could swear that Sachi looks like she's enjoying this. Ah! I suffer the same fate as Mitarai, and my garments are stripped piece by piece. They struggle with removing my underwear over my huge boner, but it doesn't take long before I find myself in nothing but my birthday suit. All done, ma'am. They bow and step back to the sidelines. Oh my, look at your cock, she says. It's positively bursting with hardness. She picks out my semen-stained underwear from my clothes. Look at this, the lining of your briefs are soaked with your cock juice. Mmm, what a scrumptious aroma, she says. She stares at my underwear for a short while before suddenly burying her nose in the crotch portion and taking a whiff. The shame from having someone sniff where my penis has been makes me even more excited and my penis starts to throb. Look at all this juice. You must have really wanted to screw Mitarai's brains out, didn't you? That's because of the drugs! I'm the one who gave you pussy and turned you into a man, and now you're already trying to get with other women? You're not very appreciative of me, are you? She's the one who set this whole thing up. I have to stop myself from screaming. And it's not like I wanted to have sex with her. They practically forced me into it. My virginity was stolen. Stolen! Well, okay. Half of me wanted to have sex with her. I get it. You prefer someone that's younger and a virgin, don't you? Not really. I mean, yeah, maybe that would have been a bit more preferable, but I don't put too much emphasis on stuff like that. Besides, there's way more important factors at stake here when comparing Mitarai to the mistress. I think Mitarai would be preferable to just about anyone in this crazy family. Hehe, I'm just messing with you. I'm actually delighted that you're fond of Mitarai. You're gonna be working together after all. It's good that you get along. Her attitude takes a 180 and she speaks with a smile. In order to grow and become better servants, you need to help each other. Learn from each other. And for that to happen, it's ideal that you two become close, both physically and mentally. It'll be easier to make it through such difficult times when you have someone else to rely on. That's why I went out of my way to hire two people instead of one. That's a little much to ask after putting us through all this shit. But yeah, I know what she's getting at. She wants us to lick each other's wounds to help ourselves, to help keep ourselves going while working this terrible job. In a way, it's like she's saying that she's going to put us through shit that's so horrific it'll be difficult to bear it alone. I'm happy to have Meteri with me, but I can't help but feel that adding her to the mix will make the situation more messed up than it already is. You could say that you two are partners for the time being. And that would make this your first collaboration. Did that make it easier to digest for you? What does it matter? It's not like I have a choice in the matter. Oh, you're opposed to it then. Of course I am! I gather what's left of my reason and proclaim. Ha ha ha, well, yes, well that doesn't make for a very convincing argument when you say it with a boner. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter how tough and cool I try to act when I have a boner. It doesn't exactly give much weight to my claims of not wanting to screw her. It looks like you're all ready to go. It's about time you step up on stage. You two share something in common. You both have bodies that are much more honest than your mouths. I'm sure your sexual compatibility will be fantastic as well. She directs her eyes to Makoto, who's just sitting silently in his chair. I'll leave the filming to you as usual. Yes, ma'am. Flustered by the sudden order, he stands from his seat and grabs the video camera he had ready for the occasion. Get this with the highest quality. This is a big event. All right. After fiddling with the camera, he walks around the room searching for the best position to film from. Okay, Sachi, Mikiko, put Sawatari on the table. They waste no time in coming back over to me and lifting me up again. Wait a second! There's no need to punish yourself. Just be like her and give in. What's there to agonize over? She's gonna lose her virginity sooner or later. Just think of it as a chance for you to be the one taking it. She smiles and whispers into my ear to entice me. Besides, virginity isn't exactly that important to a woman. It's just a rite of passage into adulthood. She needs to get rid of it in order to grow and learn more about the world. You would actually be doing her a favor. Somehow this doesn't ring true when it's coming from someone who's gushed about the value of virgins in the past. Marisa joins in and takes her usual vulgar jabs at me. Even if you don't do it, she's gonna get duped and fucked by some other dude, and she'll like it too. You never know when you'll get the chance to screw a virgin again. I think it's safe to say that for someone like you, it'll never come again. Plus, if you break her hymen, she'll have more ways to masturbate in the future. It's like killing two birds with one stone. Now hurry up and give her a good digging and teach her the joy of being a woman. Next, even Marika cuts in. Look, he obviously doesn't want to do it. You shouldn't force him. I should take his place and be the one to do it. She starts to take off her skirt.
Chotto,
Hey, don't be stupid. Whoops, sorry. Hey, don't be stupid. You'll traumatize the girl and ruin the show for everyone. Is that what you want? Hmm? You want to ruin the show? Well, I guess you have a point. She stops undressing herself with a look of disappointment. And just so you know, he doesn't belong to you. Why don't you just go off to a corner somewhere and fap? That's a little early to have that word. I thought that word didn't really become a thing till much later. You don't have to be so mean about it. Go away! Shoo shoo! Marika sulks away into the corner of the room. Feels good for your first time, doesn't it? She nods embarrassingly. The pleasure is greater than the pain, so that's why your body reacts too. Some of it is due to the drugs, but your body in general was just built for sex. I think she said something similar to that during the interview too. Your breast, your ass, your vagina, everything about you is a well-tuned, man-pleasuring machine. With a body like that, it's perfectly understandable that you had trouble controlling your sex drive and ended up drowning yourself in masturbation. If you only knew the pleasure of sex earlier, you would have become a fine specimen of a woman. It's a tragedy that such great assets have gone to waste all this time. Most of what she says is dubious at best, but I'm gonna have to agree with her on this one. I'm experiencing what she's talking about firsthand, and what she says definitely has some merit. Leave everything to us, and we'll change you for the better. We'll transform you from a country girl to a beautiful princess, just like in Cinderella. Yeah, I don't think the mistress could pass for the good witch from Cinderella. If you ask me, she's more of a Maleficent. Meteorize struggles with the unfamiliar sensation she's experiencing as she listens in silence. A woman made to pleasure a man. A man made to pleasure a woman. There's no more fitting couple than this. Their sex should be quite the show. She murmurs to herself in ecstasy. Eventually, she comes back down to earth and turns to me. Come on, Sawatari, don't just zone out. Get moving. You can't call it sex if you just put it in her. She says, patting my butt. Yes, ma'am. I thrust my hips by reflex in response. My limbs are still dead, but I have control over my waist at least. Yes, that's good, you two. Your purring is like music to my ears. She watches over our coitus and nods in satisfaction. To her side is Makoto, filming us on camera like usual. Look, Marika, they're humping away in their own little world. A guy who just lost his virginity, screwing a girl who is a virgin. Jeez, they're like mindless monkeys copulating. Marika staggers up to the table and watches us looking aghast. I don't know if she's upset or what, but anyway, she says, my Sawatari is having sex with another woman. And he's enjoying it too. No! Well, I'm sorry, Marika. She turns away, unable to bear the sight. I can't stand to watch. I'm going back to my room to masturbate. Ah! Fiddle, faddle. Damn. She charges out of the room, wiping away her tears. Right after she leaves, Kyoichi stands from his seat as well. I'll be going back to my room too. Oh, leaving already, Kyoichi? I don't give a damn about their nasty little sex show. This place bores me. Mikiko, you come with me. But... she nervously looks between the mistress and Kyoichi. Mikiko, I said come with me. Yes, sir. She gives in to his pushiness. I know you're horny too, no need to hide it. I'll satisfy that flesh body of yours with some after-meal exercise. Thank you very much. Kyoichi takes Mikiko by the hand and leaves. Makoto takes his eyes away from the camera and watches in sadness as his mother left the room. It's only for a moment, though, before he snaps out of it and gets back to his job. Hold on a second, guys. I think I messed that one up. Ooh, who gave you two permission to share a moment? I think I'm gonna vomit. Marisa cuts in and completely destroys the mood. Why did you come outside, you retard? That's no fun. Why did you think we had you do it without a condom in the first place? God. With all the sperm packed into his pre-cum, I doubt it'll even make a difference whether or not he comes inside or not, or out. Marisa seems extremely displeased over the fact that I didn't come inside, even though that little bitch wouldn't even let me do that to her when we had sex. I'll let it slide, but don't let it happen this next time. Yeah, let's get that right. Next time? It's not over yet? I know the answer, but I can't help asking. Duh? What do you think? You ask some stupid questions, huh, Sawatari? The mistress adds her 2 cents. She hasn't come yet. What kind of man are you to just get your own rocks off and call it a day? Pretty much every hentai dude ever, almost. He's like, yep, I'm coming. We're done. It's over with. You're not satisfied yet, are you, Midorai? It's like, she squirms and stammers, not knowing how to answer. You want a coom, don't you? If possible. Press for an answer, she murmurs. There you have it, Sawatari. Hang in there for another round. You're still as hard as ever, and I know that cock of yours is never satisfied with just one. Once. One. Whatever. Okay. Thanks to the drugs, my penis is just as hard as ever. It's like it was expecting a second round the entire time. Don't worry, Midorai. He may be a premature ejaculator, but he has a unique talent that allows him to come over and over. Isn't that right, Sawatari? That's not a talent I ever considered myself to have, but she's right about one thing. I'm still unsatisfied. Not getting to come inside might have something to do with it. You already came once, so you should be able to hang on a bit longer next time. I don't know about that. Her pussy felt crazy good. Not to mention it'd be more sensitive for my last orgasm. Sachi, get Midoriya down off the table. Hold on. Sachi, get Midoriya down off the table and clean her up. I suppose she won't be able to bathe in her current state. Just wipe her down instead. Oh, and just in case, clean out her vagina with a bidet. Yes, ma'am. Sachi follows orders and goes to work on Midoriya. I'm tired, so I'll be turning in for the night. Sawatari, make sure you play nice with Midoriya. Help her out if she needs it. I just stare tiredly at her from my seat. Good night. Time to go masturbate to my new video before going to bed. She picks up the camera sitting on the table and heads out of the dining room. I'm going back to my room too. Make sure you get this place clean. Marisa follows her mother out of the room, leaving just us servants behind. We won't get anything done just sitting around. Let's get this over with. Sachi claps her hands together and takes control of the situation. I'll take care of Midoriya. You two clean off the table. Now come on, get to work. We lift our heavy butts out of our chairs at President Sachi's orders. We could barely stand, but somehow we managed to put our... I wonder if that was supposed to be Emperor Sachi. But somehow we managed to put our clothes on and get to work. I let Makoto handle the dishes while I clean up the dirty floor and table. Sachi moves Midoriya from the table to the sofa and cleans off the semen with a wet towel. We move about like busy bees, doing our respective jobs in silence. Phew, glad that's over with. It took us about an hour to finally get everything cleaned up. Though Sachi finished her work up quickly and just lazed around on the sofa for most of the time. Alright, Sawatari, you carry Midoriya back to her room. Huh? By myself? That's right, this is a man's job after all. I'm too exhausted to do it, and Makoto just isn't built for it. Okay. Exhausted, please. You forced all the annoying crap on us and took the fun part for yourself. And besides, she is your precious partner. Alright. I'm not left with much choice in the matter. Thanks. She picks Midoriya up from the sofa, still naked, and goes to put her on my back. You aren't even going to put her clothes on first? Seeing that I'm being presented with a completely nude Midoriya, I panic. Well, yeah. She's just going to be sleeping anyway, so dressing her would be a waste of time. You could at least put on her underwear. But they're dirty. I wouldn't want to do that to her. I guess she's right. They're so wet, they're practically unusable. Squat down so I can hand her over. Be careful not to drop her. I squat and turn my back to her, and she unloads Midoriya over my shoulders. The fleshy sensation pressing against my back leaves me both excited and nervous. Well, guys are like that sometimes. She says, oh please, what the heck are you nervous for? You just got done screwing her brains out. Why would this bother you? Anyway, you think you can handle it by yourself? She's a bit heavy. I stumble a little under her weight. Her breasts and ass are so plump and meaty that she ends up being a lot heavier than I expected. It wouldn't be an issue under normal conditions, but I'm so tired that I could barely walk even with that I could barely walk even without carrying her. Hey, don't call a girl heavy, that's rude, but whatever, looks like you'll be fine. Take good care of her. I will. I wobble out of the room with a naked woman on my back. Just another day in the fucking Mamiya mansion, I guess, right? Once I get into the hall, I'm faced with my biggest obstacle, the stairs to the second floor. Yes! That's gonna be hell. I take each step carefully, one by one, and the stairs squeak loudly under the weight of two people. Ah! Ah! I ascend the stairs while trying to keep her balanced on my back, so I don't drop her, her pulse and breath tickling my ear all the while. She's sleeping soundly right now, but when she wakes up, she's gonna remember what she did and be in for one hell of a surprise. I'm gonna have a hard time just looking at her in the face now. Or whatever. Basically he said, I'm gonna have a hard time just looking her in the face now, is what he said there. I should have forced her to leave the moment I saw her in front of the gate, but it's too late for regrets now. We'll just have to try and get through this hell together. I make a resolution to myself as I trudged up the stairs. I'm out of breath by the time I make it to the second floor, but I make it nonetheless. I keep walking until I eventually come to our rooms and make my way in front of the door to meet her eyes. He made it! The door isn't locked. I open it and step in, turning on the light. I walk over to the bed and lay meter eye down across it. Phew! With all the physical labor finally out of the way, I breathe out a sigh. Meter eye is safely on her bed, naked and sleeping like the dead. She must have been pretty tired considering she didn't wake up a single time during all that. I can't blame her. Today must have come as quite the shock. I gently lay a blanket over her and creep away. Probably shouldn't leave her naked, but I guess the weather's warm enough for it. With my business here finished, I turn out the lights and leave the room. Let's see what's next. I finished all my work for the day. All that's left is to shut down the boiler and go to bed. But first I'd like to clean off all this sweat and other gunk. Guess I'll go take a bath. I want to just dive into bed as quickly as possible, but I figure if I have to go to the boiler room, one other trip couldn't hurt. Plus the bath is the only place in the entire house I can really relax. I stop by my room to get a towel and a change of clothes before wobbling off to the bathroom. I open the sliding door and enter the huge bathing room. I teeter my way to the bathtub and sink down inside the soothing hot water. Ah, this is the life. I let myself sink down to my shoulders in the bathtub. The temperature is just right, makes me forget all my troubles. It's so comfortable that I almost fall asleep in the tub. Everything else in this house is like hell on earth, but this place is heaven in a tub. I soak in bliss when suddenly the sliding door opens. Huh? Oh, someone beat me to it, I see. I watch as a stark naked Sachi comes into the bath area. Excuse me. Sachi waltzes right in without a care. At least try to conceal yourself. She doesn't make any effort at all to cover herself. I don't know where to look. Oh, you're shy? Come on, a naked body never hurt anyone. Well, maybe you don't care, but I do. How cute and innocent. What an obvious reminder that you were a virgin until just yesterday. Seeing each other naked happens all the damn time in this place. You'll get used to it. That's not something I'd want to get used to. Come to think of it, we haven't had sex yet, have we? Want to do it right here? You have to wonder if her brain even filtered that sentence before it left her mouth. No, thank you. I don't know, man. She's kind of hot. I turn her down, flustered. Oh, am I not good enough for you? That's not what I meant.
Don't worry.
Relax, I was just joking. I know your gun carries a lot of bullets, but you've got to be out of them by now. I actually almost got a boner from seeing her naked as we speak, but I'll keep that to myself. We're gonna have to have sex eventually. Might as well hold off and enjoy it when the time comes. Judging from the way she put it, does that mean that Makoto's already done it with her? I'm kind of jealous for some reason. So how are things treating you here? Gotten used to the place yet? She asks as she sits at the side of the tub, washing herself off. It's only been 2 days. It's a bit early to say. And well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not even sure I'll be able to last the entire 2 weeks. If every day is going to be like this, I don't think my penis is going to make it. Well, that's not good. She responds with a serious look on her face. This family's taken a liking to you. They're not going to let you go that easily. Who knows what they'll do to you if you say you want to quit? Don't scare me like that. The hot water does little to stop the cold chill that runs down my spine. I'm not trying to mess with you. I'm dead serious. I've personally seen it happen a few times already. That doesn't make me feel very safe. Besides, I have hopes for you. I'd like to see you go the distance. And on a more personal note, I've taken quite the liking to you. She almost steals my heart with that line. That's why, as your senior here, I'm willing to give you some super special advice that'll help you stick it out to the end. Armed with this helpful knowledge, you'll be able to avoid any mistakes and evade the evil arm of the Mamiya family. Want to hear it? Sure, of course. Naturally, I'm curious. So how much money do you have on you? She says, holding out her hand. Huh? Money, man. Money. I know you haven't gotten paid yet, but you can't be totally penniless. You're gonna take my money for it? Well, yeah, I can't just be handing out such valuable information for free. She looks at me like I'm an idiot for even suggesting otherwise. I was a sucker for letting her steal my heart, even for a second. So how much do you have on you? About 50,000 yen in my wallet, I think. I tell the truth. Normally I wouldn't be walking around with that much money. I only have it because I went to the bank just the other day to withdraw it for various living expenses. It's a deal. What? You want all of it? That's right, she says without even flinching. Come on now, that's a ripoff. No, considering the value of the information, I would call it a steal. There's no way of knowing if that's true or not without actually hearing the information. That's for my living expenses this month. How am I supposed to live without it? It'll be fine. Living here doesn't cost you anything. Once you're finished working here, 50,000 would be pocket change in comparison to what you'll be paid. That is true. That's only if I last long enough to get paid, though I shouldn't count my chickens before they hatch. So are you going to pay or not? She presses me for an answer. Just so you know, all my information is extremely valuable and worth the money. If you decide not to buy it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Alright, folks, I'm gonna have to save here. And then, I need to check my path list to see exactly what ending I'm trying to take. Because I'm going to play through all the endings of the game. It's old. I don't know why we can't. I don't think anybody's going to be upset, considering the age of the game. So we're just going to play through them all, and we'll get different endings. Of course, some I can show, and some I probably can't. But just give me a second, guys, and I will be back here. Okay. All right, here we are. It says... Ah! Okay. So we're saving... And I'm going for an ending right now on the fourth day of the game. So we're gonna go for this ending, and then after we get this ending, guys, we're gonna come back and we're gonna go ahead and get the continue the story. But this is a short ending, so we're going to not pay her. That's what we're not going to do. Nah, that's okay. I think about it for a second and ultimately reach that conclusion. I'm curious, but not enough to give up all my money. That's too risky. If I end up screwing this job up and not getting paid, I'll be screwed. Really? Why? Come on, man. Sachi is visibly disappointed. Why? Because it's obviously a ripoff. It may only be $50,000, but that money is very important to me. She even asked how much I had before naming a price. If that doesn't mean she's out to rip me off, I don't know what does. Alright, I'll knock it down to 40,000. How about that? No, thank you. Alright, 30,000. The price keeps getting lower and lower. Funny how this information that's supposedly worth $50,000 can drop in price and that drop in price that much in seconds. Good thing I didn't agree to this. Hold on! Hold on! She just asked if they wanted to have full-on sex, and now she's like, I'll even let you suck my tits for free. Come on, you can't miss this deal. She's trying to be a used car salesman now. Yes, I can. I'm not paying you a single coin, thank you. She isn't getting the picture, so I make it clear. Sigh. I am so disappointed in you. That's fine with me. Be disappointed all you want. You know I only had your well-being in mind. If that's true, then you would tell me for free, you little... Okay, but you're gonna regret it later. Don't come complaining to me when you do. I'll take it to heart. Whatever, that 50,000 would be gone within seconds anyway. What is she using her money for, exactly? I would throw in one piece of advice as a freebie, though. I'm not too worried about you, but the other one is a different story. She says, looking at the ceiling to where the second floor is. You mean Mitarai? Yeah, take care of her so she doesn't mess up. That's it. She finishes washing herself up and plops down into the tub. After that, we entertain ourselves with pointless small talk and finish up our bath. Now that I'm all refreshed, I think I'll swipe some wine from the basement and have a drink before bed, she says while straightening up her wet hair. For someone who talks about being the senior and giving advice, I think she might be the worst example of a servant here. Do you always sleep in that? I asked, looking over her thin camisole and underwear. Yep, this is the designated sleeping wear for servants. The fans in the rooms are all run down and crappy. It's more convenient to sleep in something like this anyway. Still, I'm not sure where to put my eyes with a bunch of women walking around in what is essentially nothing but underwear. Granted, I guess I'm not much different considering I just sleep in a shirt and underwear. Guess it's better than being straight up naked. Well, I'm off to bed. Good night. She waves before disappearing down the hall towards the entrance hall. Guess I should take care of my rest, the rest of my business, and get to sleep myself. I head in the opposite direction towards the basement to turn off the boiler. After shutting down the boiler, I make my way to the second floor while rubbing my sleepy eyes in anticipation of some much-needed rest. The house is silent. Everyone must already be in their rooms preparing for bed. The steadily clicking of the clock's pendulum was the only sound in the lonely hall. I climb the stairs and try to keep my footsteps as silent as possible as I walk down the hall. Once I reach my own room, I steal a quick glance at the door next to it to Meteorize's room. There's no light streaming through the cracks in the door. She must still be asleep. At this rate, she might not wake up until morning. I turn the knob to my own room. I make a beeline for the bed. I dive onto it and slip into the sheets. Normally, I wouldn't be able to get to sleep unless I masturbate a couple times, but tonight, I feel like I can fall asleep the moment I close my eyes. I bury my face in my pillow as I ruminate over the events of today. Today was just as chaotic as the day before. My head feels like a jumbled mess. The scary part is I don't know if that's because of all the weird crap that's happening, or if the drugs are being fed every day has something to do with it too. At any rate, the biggest thing that happened today would have to be Meteorize's arrival. I have a feeling her presence is going to have a huge effect on things, for better or worse. I hope we can get through this hell together and be able to smile about it when it's over. And for that to happen, I'll need to give her my full support. With that on my mind, I turn out the lights and close my eyes. Good night. Ring, 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 ring. The sound of an alarm stirs me from the dream world. Ugh. I fumble around searching for the alarm and turn it the hell off. I'm still sleepy, but I force myself up out of bed. Alright, folks. So, let's talk a little bit about the game here. There are essentially, I want to say 13 days. 13 days in Starless. So we're on the third, which means we have 10 more days of Starless to get through. Now, gentlemen, there are several paths I can take. Right now, I'm on the path for the escape ending. So that ending is the one we'll be showing. If we can show it, I'm going to try to take liberties with the partially nude Sachi because that's a very important part of the game. And if I get struck, I will have to write an appeal on that. But I think that's important, a very important part of the game. And it's not sexual at all. Even though she asks for sex, there's not any actual sexual. There's no fluids. There's no penetration, nothing like that. It's just a nude body. I don't think they're going to have an issue with just a nude body, especially if it's not in the thumbnail. And we're going to 18 ban mark it, like they've already done. And I will speak with Team YouTube if they have an issue. But I don't think it should be a problem, especially since it is going to be under an 18 banner and it is 18 content. It is just a nude image. It is nothing more. There are nude images everywhere. There are nude images in several mythological works. There are nude images all over the place. It is nothing that I consider to be an issue, and it's very important. That whole conversation where she's talking about the money is actually important to the game. So we want to make sure that those kind of conversations are actually displayed here on YouTube, because that's part of the game. And if you're reading along because you're interested in the story of Starless, like I know that you are, then you want that conversation. You don't want to have to go elsewhere for that conversation. So I'm gonna hopefully give that to you, and hopefully they won't strike it down. But we have on day 9, I can make a bunch of different choices, which means it's pretty much gonna be smooth sailing on day 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, and 8. So that's a lot of days where I don't know what goes down. It's probably just Nukage. That's probably all it is. They're probably just going to have some new weird sexual act or something like that. And then things started getting a little crazy towards day 9, I guess. Because we have an ending there on day 9. And then we have an ending that we can get shortly after. I think it's... Okay, there's day 10, day... Okay. Day 11, there's an ending there, of course. And then, of course, you have an ending on day 13A. And then you have... Oh, you have all kinds of endings on day 13. Day 13 has so many endings. Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's actually... 15 days if you finish Starless completely. If you finish Starless completely, there's 15 endings. And I don't know which one is the true ending. I have no idea which one that is. I think there's two of them. But we'll find out. I have no idea what the true ending is. Let me see. Let me go look that up real quick. No, there isn't really a good... Okay. There isn't really a good ending to the game. That's fair. Unfortunate. But fair. So this is definitely a tragedy, guys. And we'll walk you through this whole tragedy on the next episode of Grimm's Hentai Corner, where we're playing Starless. This is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. Later.